Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. How's everybody doing? Pretty
good there? Yeah. Are those Uggs? Yeah, very nice. Kind of expensive, though, aren't they?
No.
Not for you, because you didn't pay for them. They're very nice, and I like them. I like Uggs. My daughters both have Uggs. Several pairs of Uggs. One pair of Uggs will not do, you'll find, as you grow older. Can't get by with them. Then you got to have Uggs, and then you fold them down, and they got, you know, the little furry lining Uggs. Uggs for every occasion, is what I think. Do you have Uggs yet?
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
You probably would know if you had Uggs or not, right? You're wearing some really nice tennies, though. I like those. You don't call them tennies anymore, right?
No.
What would you call your shoes?
Tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes. Tennies would be too big a stretch, I guess, to call them. call them smelly. Very nice. Very nice. Do you play tennis?
No.
No. What's your sport? Any. You like soccer?
I don't really play sport, but I really like football, though.
Yeah, did you play football?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you play it sometimes. Very good. My daughters can throw a pass really good. I have two passers. No running backs, but two really good passers. And your name is?
Tilda.
Tilda? Nice to meet you. Okay. Nice to meet you, too. Your name was?
Ollie.
Are you in the market for a biographer? Ruth Meyer. Where are you, Ruth? What comes with that? What sort of research are we talking here?
Pen and paper.
Okay, my biography all out. We'll talk. Let's talk. Okay. You'll have to practically live with me, though, to get the full story of what... Yeah, no, it might not be fun, though, either. Paul Redd from Idaho Falls is here. He asked, who brought the ostrich? Is that code for something? Where is Paul? Is that you?
Right here.
Oh, you're Paul?
Yeah.
Who's the guy next to you, then?
My brother, John.
That's John?
Yeah.
Are you guys both from Idaho?
Yes.
Well, what brings you here? How'd you get out?
Children.
How did you get out of Idaho? I thought you can get in, but you can't get out, is what I understood about Idaho.
United Airlines. Yes.
Really? The Commodore is up again, huh?
Surprisingly so.
And you're also there from there?
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts? Idaho Falls? Is that what it is?
Falls. We bought tickets for your show in Pocatello.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And you canceled because it was a fire and it only burned 50 houses and 5,000 acres. But that was...
We're a little sensitive about being in disasters. You know, the show is disaster enough, you know.
Small fire. A very small one. We had a 750,000-acre fire on one side of the state, 480,000 on the other side.
Yeah, we had shows scheduled for those, too.
Oh, I bet you did.
That was just the latest disaster we were playing.
Okay.
No, sorry, we couldn't do it.
Well, I am, too, because I still got those tickets.
Get your money back.
Well, yes, I did. Okay.
All right, you guys. And what are you in town for?
Well, to visit our relatives, Thanksgiving, and your show.
Well, isn't that sweet? Huh?
That calls for a gift.
These guys are all right. The Reds, right? Reds?
Yes.
The Reds. Two D's, if you please. What do we have for the Reds for Thanksgiving? Something to go with dinner, perhaps?
How about adding enchantment to their dining experience with Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumée Superior Wines from the Wallersheim Winery?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving there. Okay.
Fantastic. That would be wonderful.
Enchantment. Have a little enchantment.
Thank you, sir.
A little enchantment. You betcha. You betcha. It's the least I can do for letting them down so badly on that whole show there we didn't do at the time. Yeah, I know. It's the least I can do. What's your middle name? Well, there's an interesting question. Why is that even? Where is Michael? No, Mitchell Zagadro? Is that right?
Yeah.
Where are you? Yeah. Well, what's your middle name, Mitchell? Huh? What?
Tortora.
Yeah. Oh, that's better than mine. Elliot. I like yours better. Want to switch? Want to swap? Okay, cool. Thanks. Tortora? How do I spell my middle name now?
T-U-R-T-O-R-A?
Elliot, any way you want. People, two L's, two T's, one L, one T. Two E's, two O's, any way you want. Yeah. They spelled it wrong in my birth certificate, and I noticed that someone went through and crossed it out, one of the L's. Or one of the T's. I can't remember which. I got to look at that again. I think I had two L's and two T's, and my dad went through it and typed the one of the T's out. I don't remember. Thanks for bringing it up, though. Michael, what is the most valuable lesson you've learned from your experience as a father? Oh, that's from you, too. Oh, that's from the elder. The elder there, Michael. Get out of their way, or you'll be hurt. That's the only thing that I've learned, actually. You know, so get out of the way, or you will be hurt. Yeah, still true. Thanks for asking. Freddie Hernandez from California says, is WPR all public programs? Do you have private talk shows as well?
We can schedule some.
Where is he? Oh, way in back there, you would be. We can arrange private talk shows. It's going to cost you, though. Because, you know, we get the money from the public. That's why we call it that, because then they feel they have to contribute. And sleeping? I can't see him, but it's cute, I think. Oh, yes, it is. Very cute, baby. I had the hat on. I couldn't tell how cute it was. I got to see Freddie Hernandez. Freddie Hernandez. Mr. Hernandez, how are you, sir? Let's get a stand up here and see what a Freddie Hernandez looks like. Can I get you a stand up? Yeah. How are you?
Uh-oh, you're going to ask me some difficult questions?
No tougher than yours, private talk radio.
Yeah, after I wrote that, I realized that it's intuitively obvious.
Yeah.
Is this a private one?
Yeah.
Okay, never heard of you.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Never heard of me?
No.
Okay. Freddie Hernandez, I think I've heard of you. I'm not sure in what context. So where are you from in California out there?
Sacramento.
Sacramento?
Yeah.
I've been
there. Where politicians can't seem to pass a budget so they can get overtime.
Yeah. Are you a politician yourself?
No, I try to stay in the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah, that way I can research.
And the cars have to go around you, pretty much.
I make a U-turn sometimes.
And private radio would be a good idea, actually. We'll come to your house, put on a show or something, a little quiz show. But it's going to cost you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Money is no object with you?
Oh, I've heard that from my in-law.
Nice to meet you, Freddie. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us.
All right,
we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. I don't want to wake the baby, though. It's she, right? Yeah. Anyway, what's her name?
Isabella.
Isabella. What a doll. And she's sleeping during the What Do You Know show, so let's try and keep it down. As we play around with the What Do You Know quiz, of course, before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. That's right, the four disclaimers. Here's your big break in radio. One you've been waiting for, and you are?
I'm Heather Rigg.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited to read the disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own show. How about a fiscal dropkick? Persons who are employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone trying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Excellent. Oh, that was a good one. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. This is a chance for you to win fabulous prizes for being fabulous. And we just have to, and I'm thinking this young man here now, this is the future of our country. It's all on your shoulders. Let's see what we got here to work with. Yes, you, young fella, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm Miguel.
Miguel, where are you from?
Madison.
You're from Madison, and are you in school now, Miguel?
Yeah.
Don't touch me. I'm not used to being touched. It was a hot feeling. What are you studying?
I'm most interested in environmental studies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you had to think about it, maybe you should be studying something else.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't know about it?
No.
Environmental studies?
Yeah, that's...
What year are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got pretty quick, though. You got another year. If you want to switch something else, poli-sci or economics or something.
No.
Miguel?
Mm-hmm.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I think I can win.
He thinks he can win. Environmental studies. Great thing to be in right now. Yeah, it's right there. They are fashionable. Everybody's wearing them now. They're kind of raggedy, actually. I think those are the ones I threw on the floor last week.
They're pretty beaten up.
Yeah, they're pretty eaten up. That's public radio for you. If we were private, we'd have better earphones. You know, no one wears these kinds anymore.
No.
Okay, Miguel. And let's see, you're in at UW? Is that what you
term? No, I'm at West High School.
You're at West High School? Oh, you're in the high school. I thought you were at UW, environmental studies.
Thank you.
Interesting. Okay. My daughters went there. You know any?
Yeah.
Know any of them? Feldman girls? Nora? There's a Nora.
Ooh, I do know Nora.
Oh, you do?
I do know Nora. Actually.
In what context?
purely a, I've seen her around.
Seen her around, yeah. Mm-hmm. You like that kind of music she likes? She's in the metal and electronic, you know, that dubstep. Mm-hmm. So. Is that anything... Do you do?
A little bit.
A little somewhat? Mm-hmm. What's your preference as far as music?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Good man. Do you play?
No. Actually, I play violin. I don't play any.
You play rock and roll violin? That's pretty good.
No, rock classical violin.
Yeah, but you can use that in rock and roll, too, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
In what sense?
In the sense of playing it while rock and roll is going on. You can rock on a violin, okay. Can't you, John?
Sure.
He doesn't even like rock and roll. Oh, so, okay, so you're junior in environmental studies is what you're thinking of, and then, so junior year is when you start thinking about what comes next, right?
Yeah, to some extent.
Yeah. Have you thought about it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Environmental studies.
But, I mean, are you just going to go out in the environment and study it, or are you going to, school you're thinking about? Or?
I'm thinking out of state.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Personal reasons?
Family.
Don't point. Where's your that's your family there?
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Hi, family. How are you doing? Good. Okay. Any state in particular?
Not so sure about that yet.
Yeah.
Not so sure.
I got some friends from California.
Yeah. Any recommendations?
Oh, anyone? Santa Cruz would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. UC Davis is good. UC Davis for environmental, right? Yeah. Way to go, UC Davis.
I'll check it out.
Check it out, man. Okay.
So, Miguel, before we start, what sort of prize am I going to receive?
All right, you're right. You're right. Let's get that out of the way.
Okay.
What sort of prize would Miguel receive, Sarah, do you think?
There could be a bug pin in his future. There could be some books.
I'd like a book.
There could be a board book. Game.
Board game?
More than one book, in fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a T-shirt.
No wine, though, because he's...
No. But they are great prizes. You do have to win them first, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always a catch. Okay. Would you rather not go for that? Or?
I'm ready.
Okay, he's ready. Someone out there plays along with you. How come this thing is out? I have no screen on my screen. Tom, not that there's anything wrong with your production.
Is there a cord that I could pull that would make it happen? Do I just yank in any of these cords?
Which one shouldn't I yank on? Oh!
God, you sound like my mother.
I sound like your mother. What a nice thing to say. We're hitting it up. What? There's four people on hold? Not anymore. I pulled their cord. Yeah, all right. So someone out there will play along with Miguel. And how does that work?
Well, if people want to play the quiz and they're not already on hold or no longer on hold,
they're
going to dial 1-800-942-5669.
I'll give you the monitor.
That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WAC-NOW.
Yes.
And you're going to ask them a
qualifying question.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Take it. It's not driving me crazy. Is it bothering you at all? You probably can't hear that. Annoying.
I feel like I'm on a long car trip.
Could you, Miguel, could you look over there and see if...
I'll read that number again while they try to fix the table. That number is 1-800-942-5669.
No.
Is it this?
Okay, don't do that, Miguel. Leave the table alone. Let's go to the phones right now. Oh, here's the question. That's right, qualifying question. YOLO.
YOLO.
Means what? Again, that's the question. It's from our school category, YOLO. Over a certain age, you probably know what that means, but let's see on our phones here. Tony's on the line from Kansas City. Hey, Tony.
Hi. Good morning, Michael.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you.
That's good. Got things planned for the weekend? Things coming up?
A shopping for Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. I won't be in the crowds next week.
Oh, no. Yeah. Early. Going early. That's a good idea. Yeah. Tony, you know what YOLO means?
No, actually, I have no idea.
Okay, so you're not 16 then?
No, not I was at one time though.
Yeah, me too. I can't remember when though.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I don't know that one.
Oh,
it
sorry.
Might be a news question, maybe related to election, but that's okay.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Nice to talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Jack's online from Belton, Missouri. Is that near you guys, Springfield, Belton?
No.
No, not anywhere near. Hey, Jack.
Hello, how are you, Michael?
Pretty good, yourself?
I'm doing great.
That's good, that's good. You know this YOLO thing? YOLO, it seems to be an abbreviation or an acronym or something like that.
I'm trying to think, but I can't think of anything. Let's see. Very common
among youth.
You
old lazy ostrich. No, I don't think you got it, Jack. Sorry,
you
man.
Old. What's that?
Think about it for a while. Call me back.
Okay, all right.
All right, thanks. Bye. Chris is on the line somewhere in the middle of Missouri. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Yourself? What are you doing in the middle of Missouri now?
I'm driving out to my folks for the holidays.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do they live?
They live out in North Carolina. Got a little bit of trek ahead of me.
Yeah. Are you going the right way?
I think so.
Okay. This is
I don't
nowhere.
Know if I'm not. I mean, you only live once, so I might as well go out.
You only live once? Is that what you said, Chris?
That is exactly what I said.
That's exactly right. YOLO, you only live once. Check it. Check your kids' text. It's a rather disturbing little thing they use all the time. I'm not quite sure the.
It is. I don't understand the youth today.
Yeah. How old are you, speaking of youth?
I am 28.
28, okay. But you still, do you use that in your everyday texting?
I do not.
No, you don't. Okay.
It's been said to me. I don't know. I try to ignore it.
Yeah. Are you on the road right now?
I'm about to pull over on the road.
Oh, yeah, why don't you pull over? Because we want you to be safe. This is nothing to die for, believe me.
Oh, no. I know the quiz. There's nothing great coming of this.
Thank you. Your safety is our utmost concern here in public radio.
I am pulled over on the side of the road, so I am safe.
Okay, cool.
For the quiz.
Chris, this is Miguel.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
He is your partner in this, and he's a junior at West. It's a very good school, so he's very smart. This will be good, okay?
Well, at least somebody's smart here.
No, you sound like a smart guy, too.
Smart Alec, maybe.
Okay. YOLO. Two of you work together, and what categories do we have, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Chris, you first.
Oh, let's take go odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay. He picks first one. You get the next one.
Okay.
Okay. All right with that. All right. This is Americans when asked who should play Jesus the next time Jesus is in a movie. Did they say, they said one of the following. Was it Philip Seymour?
Hoffman.
Ryan Gosling. Or Denzel Washington. Should be the next Jesus. Talk it over, gentlemen. Chris, Miguel.
Can I get the options again?
Yes, the options are Philip Seymour Hoffman, Ryan Gosling, and Denzel Washington.
What do you think, Chris?
To portray. I think I'm going to have to go with Denzel Washington.
I think I'm going to have to agree with him.
Denzel Washington. Yes, 21% of Americans think. No one thinks Philip Seymour Hoffman should play him.
No.
Yeah. He should play anything.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling got 11%, though. That was pretty good. So that would be...
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. What's left there, then? Hey.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or science?
Science.
I think I'll take current events.
Current events right out of the news, Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get a decorating show, as Who said recently. Rather famous individual in the news. Asked future plans, said, maybe I'll get a decorating show.
Uh-oh.
I don't have a clue.
No? Miguel? Famous person?
You said it was on a show, on a new show?
No, I'm saying it's a famous person who said, maybe I'll get a decorating show as a quote. They're leaving a job that they've held for a while and asked of future plans. This person said, maybe I'll get a decorating show.
Did Donald Trump?
That's a good answer. I love that answer, but it's, no, no. Chris, any idea?
Male or female? Can you tell me that?
No. Can't tell.
David Petraeus.
Can't tell from here. What?
David Petraeus.
No. two very good answers, but I'm sorry, it was Hillary Clinton said. They asked what she's going to do next.
Sorry, Chris.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. That's
one right and one wrong.
Yeah, okay. What's left there?
People, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Okay.
I'm thinking science.
Science it is. Okay. Which is the more sensitive, human fingertips or crocodile lips?
Crocodile lips?
What'd you call me?
I think I'm going to say crocodile lips.
Crocodile lips, yes. They are,
see, that's a bit.
For 2,000 pounds per square inch, they're very sensitive. Interesting.
That is two right and one wrong.
Okay. So then one
this
more.
This is a play and a win.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. Okay. So what do we got left there?
People, places, things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Miguel?
Places.
Places. You play any sports or anything?
Yeah, I play soccer.
You do? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good soccer team they had this year, huh? Did you guys go to state, didn't you?
I was actually on high JV, not varsity.
Oh, cool. Great. But
I don't play sports.
You don't? No, I was going to ask, Chris. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you out. You don't play any sports at all?
Nope, not anymore. I played high school football. But
did you?
Nothing now.
What position did you play?
I was going to ask him that.
Defensive end.
Oh, okay. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
Okay.
I tackled the guy with the ball.
Okay.
Tackle the guy with the ball. That's a good thing in football. All right. Okay. In the UK, the Oxford Dictionary word of the year is omni-shambles. And I would like to know, what does that mean? Omni-shambles. UK, it's British, English, one of those guys are, call themselves anymore. Word of the year, omni-shambles. Ever hear of it?
I know, like, Chris, do you have any idea what omni means?
Omni means the prefix.
Yeah.
Shamble, you know,
it's so all in shambles.
English equivalent of CF.
All in shambles.
Mm-hmm.
Does that seem to be right to you, Chris?
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good to me. I have no idea what it means. I'm going to take your word for it. Yes, all in shambles. It means everything's a mess.
That sounds good.
Word of the year. Congratulations. You guys have won the quiz.
Miguel, you can honor our seasonally departed six-legged friends and accessorize with style with a Yipes bug pin manufactured in high-tech polymer clay from the Joyce Fritz studio. Chris, you'll begin every day the right way with Stephen Brew Breakfast Blend and relax with the rich, smooth taste of Costa Rican Terrazzo, precision roasted in Madison by Stephen Brew Coffee. Coffee done right. And each of you can celebrate colorful diversity wearing a t-shirt displaying the rainbow cone logo of New York City's Big Gay Ice Cream and have fun of any persuasion playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including the invaluable Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Oh, you cleaned up.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Miguel. Nice to see you. Hang on, Chris. Make sure you get that stuff. Don't go away.